So today's episode is a little bit different. It's not my usual happy, kind of funny, if you would even consider me funny, but it's an emotional episode. It's quite raw and it's honest. It's no filter. It's just me. I mean, I've always tried to be me, but this is probably one of the most rawest episodes. So, in this episode, the recording is of pretty much just an emotional, what do I say, word vomit? Nah, it's not word vomit. I wouldn't even consider it a brain dump either. It's like, I guess it's just me explaining my emotional sesh. I had a little bit of a tear sesh, a little bit of a cry. But, you know, this is how I felt, why I felt this way. And it's just something that I've had to deal with. And as a consequence of what I've been through and kind of what I had to do, like, in reflection is hard. Reflecting on my life is hard. You know, it's one of those things I think about at 3 a.m. in the morning and makes me cry in bed. But this was today, about 30 minutes ago, and I thought, let's record it. So I recorded it and I'll share it with you guys. Okay, let me just let my recording do the explaining. But actually, no, I'll tell you about it. So basically, it's to do with friendships and losing friends and stuff because of your illness. And that is really hard. It kind of comes back and stings at you, and it's been how long? I don't know, 6 years? 5 years? And it's just kind of stabbed me with a knife, you know, realizing, oh shit, that happened. So here we go. Sometimes it hits me so hard that I've lost what I used to have pre-eating disorder. I've gained so much, but I have grief for the friendships and the relationships I used to have. It's almost like an actual loss of a passed away friend or close loved one. But it's even worse in a sense because you're in a position where they don't want you. Like, they're better off without you. Because you've caused so much pain towards them. And I never meant to do that. I never meant to break it off. I still think about you a lot. I miss you so much, and I still love you, but I'm sorry it has to be this way. You know, I wish I could go back in time and with all the knowledge I have now and prevent myself from hurting the way I did. And, you know, I realized I did do lot of damage and you might have moved on, but I haven't, obviously. I still deal with the guilt and the grief, despite the fact that it was from ages ago when we were young. I still feel like my 12-year-old self. The past years have just been a blur. They've been so fast, it feels like I was 12 years old yesterday. I can't believe that I'm 17. I feel too young, I feel too naive. I feel like I've stunted my growth. I don't feel ready. I just want to stay young. I don't want to see any more of the world. I don't want any more perspective. Because the more I see, the more it hurts. I just want to be back to when I was young and we were together and we didn't care about anything. I didn't have to worry about school, we didn't have to worry about so many things, we didn't have to worry. Thank you.